The theory of surrendering to life is not necessarily saying yes to everything. It is about letting go of your inner self, the fears and preferences, and responding and interacting with each situation in a clear and appropriate way. We need to be open to what life presents us.
Hi everyone, welcome to Gromance. I'm your host, Pavi Deva. Gromance is a mixed bag of lifestyle design, spiritual growth, relationships, and career development. I share knowledge and hope to inspire everyone to think beyond their everyday lives and unlock their fullest potential. If you enjoy listening to my podcast, you can subscribe on Spotify, Apple, and Google. You can reach out to me on Instagram at gromance_ or through my website www.pavideva.com.
In today's episode, I'm going to share 10 mindset shifts that has transformed my life positively and the ones that I'm consciously practicing. Your mindset is 80% of your success. Yes, your mindset is 80% of your success and the actual mechanics is only 20%. Our mindset is so important because it affects the success of every aspect of our lives, personal, business, and health. Buddha said, "What you think, you become. What you feel, you attract. What you imagine, you create." So I'm going to share with you 10 mindset shifts that will transform your life. The first one is from seeking validation and feeling insecure to practicing self-love and acceptance. I used to be someone who gets easily affected when people don't reciprocate the affection I show to them. When I send messages and people don't reply immediately, or when my friends forget to wish on my birthdays, it affects me. This is because in some way I'm seeking attention and validation from them. When your happiness is in someone else's control, you can never be happy. So I started practicing self-love and acceptance. The second one is from getting upset over mistakes to viewing failure as a learning. I used to be someone who apologizes for everything, every small mistake I make at work. Sometimes, even if I don't make mistakes, I just apologize so that I'm being nice and liked by everyone. I'm sure some of you can relate to this. I unlearned that and started to view failure as a learning, and from being liked by all to being respected for who I am. People with growth mindset embrace failures and learn from their challenging experiences. Listen to my growth mindset episode where I talk about the differences between fixed and growth mindset. The third one is from feeling angry and negative to letting go of any image or judgment. Oftentimes, we get affected and tend not to enjoy the present when we cling to our prejudices or judgments or images that we have formed about people. For example, the moment you see that girl in the party who you think is pretentious or jealous of you, you're going to not enjoy the party because you get caught up in your thoughts. So I learned to let go of all the thoughts in my head. I take a deep breath when that thought crosses my mind. And I just try to be in the present and enjoy the party. So before judging someone, try to listen to your mind chattering, to your inner voices, and learn not to judge anything that comes your way. You will feel much lighter. Judgment imposes right and wrong on situations. Everything can be understood and forgiven. But when you judge, you can cut off understanding and shut down the process of learning to love. The fourth one is from trying to imitate someone to becoming your authentic self. This is a really tough one, and it needs constant reflection and connecting with your deeper self. I discovered my authentic self by meditating and spending time with myself and asking deeper questions. Some questions you can reflect on that really helped me find my authentic self are: what kind of a life do you want to live? What kind of a person do you want to become? What gives you fulfillment? What are you naturally good at? What do people appreciate for? What do you really care about? And these questions really help me to connect with my deeper self and find out what really matters to me. The fifth one is from breaking bad habits and living a stressful life to adopting a healthy lifestyle. Your body is more than a life support system. It is the vehicle that will carry you on the journey of your evolution. Your health is your biggest wealth, and your breath is your money. Don't contaminate your body through food, drinks, or toxic emotions. The health of every cell directly contributes to your state of well-being. Your thoughts, your mind, your body, and your energies are all connected. The sixth one is from living in autopilot to living consciously. The first and the most important thing is to start living consciously by being present with all the things you do, whether it's eating, talking to someone, going on a walk, or taking a shower. We all get so busy with our lives that we get into this autopilot mode. So it's important to realize that you're here to experience life, and experiencing life means being conscious. The seventh one is from controlling life to surrendering to life. This is my favorite one. This changed a lot of things for me. Instead of trying to control everything that happens in life, we need to let life unfold. With all the things we hear about goals and planning, we get too much into the weeds of planning and try to control every aspect of our life. It's important to know that you don't know where life will take you. So you have to open your heart and be okay with uncertainty. So surrendering to life is an important mindset to develop that will make you do your best in any situation, even though you're in a situation that you never imagined of experiencing in the first place. I've learned over time that attempting to control outside circumstances and direct my course based on my fears and preferences and biases doesn't serve me well. We need to be open to what life presents us. This doesn't mean becoming passive, but rather when the voice expresses strong preferences objecting to the flow of life, we need to open ourselves. I recommend reading The Surrender Experiment by Michael A. Singer because that book changed my perspective about life. The theory of surrendering to life is not necessarily saying yes to everything. It is about letting go of your inner stuff, your fears and preferences and biases, and responding and interacting with each situation in a clear and appropriate way. The eighth one is from instant gratification to long-term gain. That urge you have to indulge in a high-calorie treat instead of a snack that will contribute to a good health. The desire to hit snooze instead of getting up early to exercise. These are things we need to work on in order to reinvent ourselves. This also means shifting your mindset from being distracted and changing on a whim to being disciplined, and instead of looking for pleasure, to look for meaning. The ninth one is from being self-centered to being of service. Even if you're running your own business for profit, only if you do it with an intention of providing service to others, your business will flourish. If you're running your business just for you to make money, your customers won't be happy with the service and soon your business will close down. So for anything to flourish, it has to be of service to others. So instead of comparing, complaining, feeling insecure and envious, start feeling more collaborative and compassionate and operate in a collective fashion. Sapiens is one of my favorite books, and in that book, the author talks about how humans dominate the earth because of the power to collaborate and cooperate in extremely flexible ways with countless numbers of strangers that no other animals can do. So we need to use that power to work collectively, lift each other, and support each other as we grow. The last one that I have for you guys is from dreaming it to doing it. A lot of us have aspirations and dreams, but we don't take committed actions towards them. It is easy to live passively, live in your comfort zone, and let the years pass by and live in a daydream instead of going after what you really want in life. If you want to have a fulfilling life, you must live intentionally and work to achieve your goals. So starting today, Go and create your vision and start taking consistent actions. The only thing that successful people do differently is they take action towards their vision. They embrace uncertainty and are willing to step into the unknown. To summarize, here are the 10 mindset shifts that will help you transform your life. Number 1. From seeking validation and feeling insecure to practicing self-love and acceptance. Number 2. From getting upset over mistakes to viewing failure as a learning. Number 3. From feeling angry and negative to letting go of any judgments. Number 4. From trying to imitate someone to becoming your authentic self. Number 5. From breaking bad habits to adopting a healthy lifestyle. Number 6. From living in autopilot to living consciously. Number 7. From controlling life to surrendering to life. Number 8. From instant gratification to long-term gains. Number 9. From being self-centered to being of service. And number 10. From dreaming it to doing it. Thank you for listening. Please follow my Instagram page, growmans_, and subscribe to my podcast on Apple, Google, or Spotify. Please leave a review and reach out anytime through Instagram. I'm Pavi Deva signing off, and see you all in my next episode.